Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. We've got a ton of crazy new AI stuff to cover today.
Oh, yeah, this is a big one.
Buckle up, because we're diving headfirst into AI breakthroughs that are changing the game as we speak.
Like, seriously changing the game. Some of this stuff is straight out of science fiction.
Exactly. From video generation tools that used to require Hollywood-level computing power,
which are now suddenly within reach for anyone with a decent graphics card,
to AI that can edit your photos like a pro, even if you've never touched Photoshop.
And even AI that can take notes for you and play video games.
It's wild. So let's jump right in and start with video AI. Remember when this was exclusive territory for big tech companies?
Yeah, those were the days. But now there's this thing called Cogvideo X5B.
Cogvideo X5B. Okay, wow. Say that five times fast.
I don't think I could. But the important thing is it's completely open source.
Open source. So anyone can use it.
Pretty much. And it can even run on consumer hardware. You'll need a powerful graphics card.
But not a supercomputer.
Right. So it's bringing this incredible technology to the masses.
So hypothetically, I could create my own AI-generated videos at home.
Hypothetically, yes. And there's this other tool called Comfy UI that integrates with Cogvideo X5B.
Comfy UI. Okay, I'm writing this down.
You should. It lets you build custom models for video AI.
So we're talking personalized deepfakes, unique video content.
All sorts of crazy stuff. We're really just scratching the surface of what's possible with this.
Okay, I'm getting chills just thinking about the implications. But before we go too far down that rabbit hole, let's talk about Ben Affleck's take on AI and filmmaking.
Yes. Batman himself has some thoughts.
Yeah, he's been pretty vocal about his views on AI's role in creativity.
And it's an interesting perspective because he comes from such a hands-on, practical background in film.
He's not just some tech bro theorizing about AI. He's actually out there making movies.
Exactly. And he sees AI as this incredibly skilled craftsman capable of amazing technical feats.
But lacking that true spark of artistic vision.
The human element.
Yeah.
The intuition that separates good art from just technical skill.
He makes this brilliant comparison saying, craft is knowing how to start art, is knowing when to stop.
Which I think perfectly sums up his view that AI can handle the technical stuff.
But it's the human choices, the creative decisions that truly elevate a film.
That give it soul.
Exactly. And Affleck also points out how AI could democratize filmmaking.
Lowering the barrier to entry for people who don't have access to huge budgets and expensive equipment.
So it's like what happened with digital filmmaking when suddenly anyone could experiment with editing and special effects.
Exactly. AI could have a similar impact, empowering a whole new generation of storytellers.
That's exciting. But of course, there are potential downsides to consider.
There always are, right?
Like, Affleck has expressed concern about job displacement in the visual effects industry.
Which is a legitimate concern. AI is getting really good at doing things that humans used to do.
And it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
So it's important to have these conversations about the potential impact on jobs and the workforce.
Absolutely. We can't just ignore the challenges.
Okay, so we've talked about AI that can generate videos. But what about image editing? Have you seen this new tool called C-Edit?
Oh, yeah. Seed Edit is a game changer.
It's from ByteDance, right? The company behind TikTok.
That's the one. And it's a completely free AI-powered image editor that rivals Photoshop.
Free? Are you kidding me? That's insane.
I know, right? It's incredible what they've been able to do.
So what can it do? Can it actually compete with Photoshop?
It depends on what you need. If you're a professional designer who needs very specific granular control,
you might stick with Photoshop.
But for everyday users who want to touch up photos or create social media content,
C-Edit is a total game changer.
It's so user-friendly. You don't need any prior experience with image editing.
It's all based on text prompts, right?
Yep. You can change facial expressions, swap out backgrounds, even edit the text within images.
Just by typing in what you want.
It's like magic. Well, and it's constantly getting better. They're adding new features all the time.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. It's like having a personal AI photo editor in my pocket.
And it's free. You can't beat that.
So Seed Edit is amazing for casual users.
Mm.
But what about professionals?
Well, they might still prefer Photoshop for certain tasks.
But for everyday image editing, Seed Edit is a real game changer.
It's definitely leveling the playing field, giving everyone access to powerful image editing tools.
So this is another example of how AI is democratizing creativity.
Exactly. It's making these tools more accessible and affordable for everyone.
Which is amazing. It's going to be fascinating to see how this impacts the creative landscape in the years to come.
Definitely. This is just the beginning.
Speaking of making things easier, have you heard about this app called Hero?
Hero.
Yeah, it's got this AI-powered Fast Notes feature that sounds incredible.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. It's like having a super efficient personal assistant.
Always one step ahead of you.
You give it a title like Dinner Ideas,
Yeah.
and it generates a list based on your preferences.
And it even checks what ingredients you have in your pantry.
Yep. It's pretty amazing.
Can you give me some other examples of how people are using it?
Sure, people are using it for everything from brainstorming baby names to compiling movie recommendations.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's all about taking that mental load off of remembering everything and helping you stay organized.
I can definitely see the appeal, especially in our increasingly hectic world.
It's like having an extra brain that's dedicated to keeping your life in order.
So it's not just about being more productive, it's also about reducing stress and freeing up mental energy.
Exactly. And if you think about the bigger picture, it speaks to the potential of AI to enhance our cognitive abilities
So we can focus on the things that really matter.
and let AI handle the minutiae.
I like the sound of that. Now, I know we've talked about Claude AI before,
That super smart AI that can do all sorts of
but
things.
this new development is straight out of a science fiction novel. This AI is now a gamer.
Wait, what?
Seriously. Claude can now complete daily tasks and grind in games like Honkai, Star Rail.
So you're telling me I could wake up and have all my tedious in-game chores done for me?
That's the idea.
That's amazing. But is there any practical use for this beyond gaming?
I mean, it's cool that AI can play games, but can it do anything useful in the real world?
Absolutely. Think about strategy games, for example. Claude could analyze gameplay, prioritize tasks, and even offer suggestions for optimizing your strategy.
So it's not just about making games easier, it's about using AI to enhance strategic thinking and performance within the game.
Exactly. It's about taking things to the next level.
So this could have a major impact on competitive gaming.
Definitely. And if you extrapolate that further, the potential applications outside of gaming are vast.
Like what?
Imagine using this type of AI to automate repetitive tasks in any field, from data entry to customer service.
So it's not just about playing games, it's about applying those same principles of strategy and optimization to real-world problems.
Exactly. It's about using AI to make us better at what we do.
Now, that's what I call AI with a purpose.
Yeah.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
Hey, we're just getting started.
There's so much more to explore, but I think we need a moment to process all this incredible information.
Take your time. We've only just scratched the surface of what's happening in the world of AI.
It's a lot to take in, but it's so exciting to see where this technology is headed.
And we're just getting started. There's much more to explore.
Okay, I think I've caught my breath. We covered some seriously mind-blowing AI in that first segment.
Yeah, that was a lot to process.
But I'm ready for more. What other AI wonders await us on this deep dive?
Well, we talked about AI's impact on creativity, but there's another development that's taking artistic expression to a whole new level.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It's called style transfer, and it's becoming increasingly sophisticated thanks to AI.
Style transfer.
That's
Okay, I've heard of that. But can you break it down for those of us who aren't art experts?
Sure. So imagine you have a photo and you want to transform it into a painting in the style of Van Gogh or Picasso.
Or like give it that classic anime look.
Exactly. That's essentially what style transfer does. It takes the stylistic elements of one image and applies them to another.
So you're saying I could take a selfie and make it look like a Renaissance masterpiece?
You got it. And there's this new AI tool called Magnific Mystic SREF that's taking style transfer to a whole new level.
Mystic SREF. Okay, that one's new to me. What makes it so special?
Well, SREF stands for Spatial Region Enforced Feature. It's a generative AI model specifically designed for style transfer.
And it's called Mystic because it's like magical or something.
Well, I guess you could say that what sets Mystic SREF apart is its ability to create incredibly rich and detailed transformations at very high resolutions.
High resolution. How high are we talking?
We're talking 1K, 2K, even 4K resolution.
Wow, so the results are super detailed and realistic.
They are. And that opens up all sorts of creative possibilities. Imagine creating stunning visuals for social media marketing materials, or even just for your own artistic projects.
It's like having a whole art studio at your fingertips.
And it's not just about creating pretty pictures. Style transfer has the potential to be used in a variety of fields.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, architects could use it to visualize different design concepts, or filmmakers could use it to create unique special effects.
It's amazing to think about all the different ways this technology could be applied. So we've talked a lot about AI tools that can help us be more creative, But what about AI that can help us use those tools more effectively?
Now you're thinking. And there's actually a tool for that.
There's a tool for everything these days.
It's called Anthropic's Prompt Improver. And it's a game changer for anyone who works with AI on a regular basis.
Prompt Improver. Okay, I'm all ears. What is this magical tool?
Think of it as an AI coach for your AI interaction.
An AI coach. So it's like AI for your AI.
Kind of. Let's say you're using an AI writing tool and you're struggling to get the output you want.
Like when you're trying to write a catchy tagline for a new product, but the AI keeps generating bland, generic slogans.
Exactly. That's where the prompt improver comes in. You tell it what you're trying to achieve, and it helps you refine your prompts to get better results from the AI.
So it's like having an AI whisperer who knows how to speak the language of AI to get the best possible outcome.
That's a great way to put it. And the best part is it's not just for creative tasks. You can use it for marketing research, customer support, education, any field where you're interacting with AI tools.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So whether you're a seasoned AI pro or just starting to experiment with these tools, the prompt improver can help you get more out of your AI interactions.
Absolutely. It speaks to a broader trend we're seeing in AI development, the focus on making these tools more accessible and user-friendly.
It's fascinating how quickly things are evolving. I remember when AI felt like this distant futuristic concept. Now it's integrated into so many aspects of our lives.
And it's only going to become more prevalent in the years to come. The question is, how will we adapt to this rapidly changing landscape?
It's both exciting and a little daunting to think about.
There's no doubt that AI is going to have a profound impact on society. But ultimately, it's up to us to harness its power for good and ensure that it benefits humanity as a whole.
I think that's an important point to emphasize. It's not just about the technology itself, but how we choose to use it. Now, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. From AI that can create videos and edit images to AI that can take notes and even play video games, it seems like the possibilities are endless.
And we've only just scratched the surface. There's a whole universe of AI innovations out there waiting to be explored. What's fascinating is how these tools are starting to connect and interact with each other.
Oh. Tell me more about that.
For example, imagine using the prompt improver to get better results from CDET or Magnific Mystic SREF.
It's like we're building this interconnected ecosystem of AI tools that can work together to enhance our creativity, productivity, and problem-solving abilities.
Exactly. The possibilities are truly mind-boggling.
Where do you think all of this is heading? What's the next big thing in AI?
It's hard to say for sure, but one area that's generating a lot of excitement is the development of AI models that can understand and reason about the world in a more human-like way.
So instead of just following instructions, these AI models would be able to think critically, make inferences, and even come up with their own ideas.
Exactly. We're talking about AI that can truly collaborate with humans, not just execute tasks.
That sounds both incredible and a little bit terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to have an AI that can write a poem or play a video game. It's quite another to have an AI that can understand complex concepts and make decisions based on its own reasoning.
It's certainly a development that raises some profound questions about the nature of intelligence and the role of AI in society. But it also has the potential to unlock incredible breakthroughs in fields like scientific research, healthcare, and education.
It seems like we're on the verge of a major shift in our relationship with AI. We're moving from a world where AI is primarily a tool to a world where AI is becoming more of a partner.
And that partnership has the potential to be incredibly transformative, both for individuals and for society as a whole. But as with any powerful relationship, it's important to approach it with both enthusiasm and caution.
I think that's a great note to end on for this part of our deep dive. We've explored some truly mind-blowing AI innovations, but I think the most important takeaway is that AI is not just about technology. It's about how we choose to use that technology to shape the future.
Wow. We've covered some serious ground in this deep dive. It feels like we've explored the entire universe of AI in just a few short segments.
It has been quite a journey, hasn't it? And the craziest part is we've only just scratched the surface.
There's so much more out there. But as we wrap up this exploration of cutting-edge AI, what stands out to you as the most significant development?
I think the most striking thing for me is the increasing accessibility of these powerful AI tools.
Yeah, we've seen it with everything we've talked about.
From open source projects like Cogvideo X5B to free tools like CEdit, and even those AI assistants that help us use AI more effectively.
Like the prompt improvers. Exactly. This democratization of AI is really exciting. It's opening up incredible possibilities for everyone, not just tech giants and research labs.
It really feels like a paradigm shift. It used to be that only experts with specialized knowledge could even access this stuff.
And now anyone with a computer and an internet connection can experiment with these tools and create amazing things.
What kind of impact do you think this will have on different industries and on society as a whole?
It's hard to predict the full scope of the impact, but it's clear that AI is going to become increasingly integrated into every aspect of our lives.
From how we work, to how we create, and even how we interact with the world around us.
Imagine a world where anyone can create high-quality video content design, stunning visuals, and automate those tedious tasks that suck up so much of our time.
That's a pretty compelling vision. It sounds incredibly empowering.
It has the potential to unleash a wave of creativity and innovation across all fields.
But are there any potential downsides to consider? We've already talked about the concerns about job displacement, especially in creative fields.
Right. Those concerns are definitely valid. It's naive to think that AI won't disrupt the job market in some way.
So what can we do to prepare for these changes?
Well, first we need to acknowledge that some roles will likely become automated. But at the same time, new opportunities will emerge.
So it's not just about losing jobs, it's about adapting to a changing landscape.
Exactly. We need to focus on education and training programs that equip people with the skills they need to thrive in this new world.
So it's not just about developing the technology. It's about preparing people for the changes that AI will bring.
And it's also about having thoughtful conversations about the ethical implications of AI. As these tools become more powerful, we need to ensure that they're used responsibly and fairly.
Right, AI is not just a neutral tool. It reflects the values and biases of the people who create and use it.
So we need to be mindful of that and work to ensure that AI is developed and deployed in a way that benefits all of humanity.
It's a big responsibility, but it's also an incredible opportunity.
We're standing at a pivotal moment in history, and the choices we make now will shape the future of AI and its role in society.
This deep dive has been an eye-opening journey into the world of AI, and it's clear that this technology is not just a futuristic concept anymore.
It's here. It's rapidly evolving. And it's already transforming the world around us.
So as we conclude this exploration, I want to leave you with a challenge.
A challenge. I like it.
Think about the role you want to play in shaping this future. What problems do you want to solve? What creative endeavors do you want to pursue? With these powerful AI tools at your disposal, the possibilities are truly limitless.
So go out there and explore, stay curious, and who knows, you might be the one to create the next groundbreaking AI tool or discover a novel way to use this technology to make a positive impact on the world.
The deep dive. Your shortcut to being brilliantly informed. Until next time, keep exploring the frontiers of knowledge.